Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Let's talk politics. 625, temperature 67. Blois Olson, good morning.
Good morning, Dave Lee.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I want to ask you about this Minnesota Office of the Legislative Auditor and the findings of this review of the use of suites in publicly owned facilities.
Yes. So they have completed their report, and one of their call-outs of their report, this was put into place after the controversy around the suites at U.S. Bank Stadium, is that the regents at the University of Minnesota who have a suite should give it up, and that it should not be used for regents, their friends and family, that the legislative auditor believes that that's a special perk that doesn't necessarily fulfill the public purpose of the stadium. And so it'll be interesting to see if that perk goes away for regents and how the University of Minnesota responds.
Wow, interesting. Let me ask you also in the news, Blois's news of a strong rural infrastructure. Can you tell people what that's about today?
Yeah, one of the things that people keep anticipating is what's going to happen, what is the issue that's going to get Washington to kind of move forward and do something big? And infrastructure is that issue when folks talk to congressmen and women in D.C. There's no doubt that our roads and bridges and transitways need more investment. A lot of that investment comes from the federal government. We haven't had a transportation bill in this country for a number of years. And so Colin Peterson is kind of leading the charge, trying to find a bipartisan coalition. President Trump has also talked about this as one of his top priorities. And the sense is it could be the thing that gets D.C. back working in the same direction rather than as divisive. The real question is, can they get through health care? Can they get through tax reform to get to infrastructure? But one idea is that they couple tax reform and infrastructure, making it a kind of a everybody wins bill. And this is all, these thoughts are coming from Congress as they're very worried about their reelection next year.
You know, speaking of reform, let's talk about health care briefly, but there's this proposal out now that people are here about this morning called the skinny repeal. Blois, is that going to affect Minnesota medical device makers?
Yeah, it's a big piece. One of the parts of the skinny repeal is that they would get rid of that medical device tax, which has bipartisan support and leadership from the Minnesota Congressional Delegation, Eric Paulson and Amy Klobuchar, and would obviously, with our medical device economy in Minnesota, be tremendous, have a tremendous impact.
Boy, I bet if you're a garbage hauler, you sure wouldn't mind getting that contract for St. Paul.
Well, the way they're dividing it up kind of by ward and by hauler. And so they want to minimize traffic of these trucks. And you just don't mess with people's garbage collection if you want to keep them happy. And St. Paul's decided to move forward with this plan on garbage hauling, but they're getting a lot of pushback from residents and citizens.
Hey, you hearing anything from Jeff Erdman and his effort to be elected?
Yeah, he did a YouTube live thing last night with a show called We the People, and Angie Craig jumped in the race last week. So I think that'll start to get a little more competitive here. And, you know, high school football season's about to start, so people down in Rosemount will be thinking about Jeff Erdman quite a bit.
He's still going to coach, right?
Yep, he is.
Okay, we don't see that very often. An active coach is also running for office. Very interesting.
Well, I think the idea, A, he's a teacher, but B, that the election is until next year. Next year would be the challenging year to coach and run for Congress.
Well, Blois, I appreciate that. We'll talk to you on Monday, good neighbor.
I'll talk to you then.
He is Blois Olson, The Morning Take. He'll link up, go to WCCO.com/BLOIS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.